on ACB Radio's main menu. This is DJ C at acbradio.org with news and views you can use. Yeah, very special greetings to you on ACB Radio's main menu. Once again, this is Don Coco from Sacramento, California. Nice to have you with us. What I'm going to be showing today on main menu is a program called Magic Spell. And Magic Spell can be gotten from www.streambox.com. That's www.streambox.com. There is a link there that will say products, and if you click on that link, then you'll go down and you'll see another link that will say Magic Spell, and it will take you right there. And you can download it. It's a $10 shareware program, very inexpensive, and has quite a bit of power to it, actually. Now, let me explain what its purpose is. Magic Spell is designed for reading instant messages from such programs as MSN Instant Messenger, ICQ, the Yahoo Instant Messenger, and the AOL Instant Messenger. So it will read from all of those instant messages as they come in. It uses the MS Agent text-to-speech technology to read, and one thing that's pretty cool about Magic Spell is you can download Magic Spell and you can have it install, and if it needs components, it will actually go out to Microsoft and get the components. So like if you don't have the text-to-speech software on your machine, you've never installed TTS, it will actually go out and it will get the core component and learn our speech engine and so forth. It's very cool that it will do that. Originally, it was developed for ICQ by a fellow in Korea, and then the company Streambox apparently bought the rights to it, I guess, is what basically has happened. That's what it looks like. Because I was using Magic Spell. I've used it a long time. I was using it in the early days when it was just an application developed for ICQ, and boy, it was buggy in those days, too, I'll tell you. All kinds of problems with it. It's come a long way. It's a good little program for $10. Not bad at all. And it has lots of features. Now, unfortunately, it does require that to work with it successfully that you use your mouse pointer, because it will reside in the system tray area of the machine. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to start up Magic Spell. I've got, I'm at the point where I'm ready to start it up. So it's on my desktop. And I'll just locate it here, and there it is. And now I'm going to start up the program, and it will start up like this. Merlin comes up on the screen. That's a wizard.
Hi, DJT.
And there it is. He just started up on the screen, and he said, "Hi, DJC." He welcomes me. Now, the reason he knows it's DJC is because when I bought my copy of it and registered it under the About box in the Magic Spell, under the Help, it asked me what name I'd like to be called, and I told it DJC. I could have said Don Coco or Don or whatever, but whenever they ask me what I want to be called, I always write DJC. I don't know why. I just do it. DJC are my initials. Well, anyway, so anyway, that's basically what the deal is there. So there it is. It's now up and running. It's on my screen, and we have numerous options that we can get to. We'll go to the Merlin icon on the screen. It says Merlin, because Merlin is the character that Magic Spell uses. So we're going to right-click on Merlin in the system tray, which we'll do. And we have all kinds of options. We have Read Clipboard, Repeat Last Phrase, Jokes and Songs, that's an interesting one, Show, in other words, Show the Character, Hide, which is Hide the Character, Stop, if he's reading a long thing and you wanted him to stop, you could tell him Stop, Reminder Pad, which will allow you to type in an event for future and have him come up speaking. For example, if you had an appointment at 2 o'clock, you could tell it to add, you could type a little note. You could type Dawn appointment doctor at 2, for example. And then you could tell Magic Spell to start reminding you at such and such a time. So I could say At 1:30, remind me. And the Merlin would pop up, the character will pop up on the screen, and he'll remind me. He'll say, hey, Don, you got an appointment at 2 o'clock, as I had written the words, of course. That's what the reminder pad does. Media search. This is another interesting, it's sort of like a search engine. You can type in a search term, and it will actually call your browser of choice. Which you can do any number of other ways. I don't know why you'd want to do it this way, but you could. That's what media search does. Then you have options, help, and under help is where you would register the program once you bought it, about, and exit. So we have all these options, and I'm arrowing up and down between them is the only way you can do this. And we have options here, and that's the first thing we'll look at. We have two types of options. We have simple, and we have advanced, and we have check for upgrade. You would want to press the check for upgrade button if you have an older magic spell, and that will normally connect to the net and go out and see if he's got an upgrade available. So let's go to the simple options tab here. And the first thing that will pop up is a dialogue box with the different options. The first one is general. And we have different options here. Character data file, Merlin.a, what is that, ACS is what they call them. Merlin, okay, that's the data file. And I guess I could change it if I wanted a different one. They have, you know, you can change them if you want a different one. So if I wanted Electra or I wanted Petey or I wanted a different character, maybe Oscar, you know, I could anyway. They have a browse button for that. I could tell it. This is under the general tab here of the options. And then download, they have it as a default button. I guess that's if you want to download more characters. The balloon text fonts. And then they have a default font button here. And then you can change it. And then a proxy server. And I have none in mind because we don't use proxies here. And then change. Run when Windows starts up. Do you want to run it when Windows starts up? I don't, so I have that unchecked. And then auto hide character after 5 seconds. And I do have that checked because I want it to actually hide the character. Show the text in balloons. That's checked. And read the clipboard when it changes content. That is also checked. That means that it'll read things on the clipboard if you've highlighted them to be read. Read dialogue boxes. That's an interesting one. I have that one checked. And that means this will read a dialogue box for you. Launch Messenger for ICQ only. That is unchecked. Auto reply for messages. That's also unchecked. That's for ICQ only. I guess it will auto-reply if you're away or something, or you can tell it, I guess. That's what it looks like. New user for ICQ online. I do have that one checked, and what that will do is when the user pops online, it will say so-and-so is online, depending on how you have their name in your ICQ list. And then we have OK, cancel, and help. And we can go to... Speech is the next tab. These are tabs across the top, so be sure to right arrow general and speech. Volume, 100 of 100, that means it's turned up all the way, is the first one. Track bar, speak, how fast do I want to have them speak? They go in basically multiples of 20, it looks like here, from 0 to 100 in multiples of 20, 100 being the fastest. And Mike is the... agent voice that I've chosen. You can choose any one of the any voice you'd like here from the MSN pool. Mike, Mary, Sam, Brutus, Robot, or whatever those are, Robosoft, whatever they call those, any of them. And then you have an edit box that has the word say. This is a test string. And then we have a button that we can press to have him actually say this is a test string. And I'll press that button right now. That sounds like this. And hopefully it'll come up on the screen. There it is.
This is a test string.
Now, let me explain what the sound is you're hearing, the whistling sound. The whistling sound you're hearing is the character showing itself, in other words, Merlin, the wizard, is showing himself to us, and then he is hiding, is what he's doing. So let's have him do that again. And we're waiting, as it's calling the phrase.
This is a test stream.
And there we go, as it hit itself. Now, then we have a button that says speech setup, Microsoft agent downloads, that's if you need to go get all kinds of agent downloads, auto install speech recognition engine at next start. I guess if you're having trouble with that, you can have it do that. And then you have also a pitch thing. You can actually, again, these are in multiples of 20. You can vary the pitch, so I could vary Mike's voice here. Let's do that, Don. Let's show that. Let's put him down to 20. And let's go back to the say box here and let you hear this again. I've just changed the pitch of him, and he sounds like this. Let's wait till it comes up, which it should do any second.
This is a test stream.
Well, actually, that didn't work too well. I thought it would. They're not real real good about adjusting too terribly well, I'm afraid. So probably the pitch and stuff, you probably don't need to fool with them. And they just vary slightly. They don't vary very much. The only one that's really good on that as far as these track bars is the speed one's all right because you can actually speed it up pretty good. Not real, real fast, but not too bad at all. Then you have a couple of edit boxes, and I have them just blank. I guess you can tell it different phrases if you want. I haven't fooled with those. And then you have OK, Cancel, Help, and then you're back to the tab views. Speech, if I right arrow, I have users where I guess I can tell it different users. I guess if I want to put in users and that sort of thing, I guess that's what that tab does. And a dictionary where I can get it to pronounce. I guess I can get it to pronounce things. They've already got a bunch of them filled in, but I guess I can fill more of them in and tell it to pronounce words that are mispronounced. For example, ICQ. I could get, instead of saying ick, I could get it to say ICQ if I wanted to. We can get him to say a joke. He's got quite a few jokes here. And the jokes are pretty cool. We'll get him to say a joke. They're kind of, I mean, I don't think they're the funniest jokes, but they are clean. They're all right that way. So let's see what one of these jokes sound like. And it calls them randomly. I think there's 58 of them, if I'm not mistaken, that they've programmed in. And I guess you could program your own, too, if you wanted to do that, you know. But here's one of his jokes. Sounds like this. We'll just hit return.
Rodney walks into a bar and says, "Bartender, give me two shots. One for me and one for my best buddy here." The bartender says, "You want both drinks now or do you want me to wait until your buddy arrives to pour his?" Rodney says, "Oh, I want them both now. I've got my best buddy in my pockets here." With that, he pulls out a little 3-inch man from his pockets. The bartender says, "Wow. And you mean to say he can drink that much?" "Oh, sure. He can drink it all, and then some," the man retorted. So the bartender poured the two shots. "Sure enough, the little guy drinks it all up. That's amazing," says the bartender. "What else can he do? Can he walk?" Rodney flicks a quarter down to the end of the bar and says, "Hey, Al, go fetch that quarter." The little guy runs down to the end of the bar, picks up the quarter, and runs back down and gives it to Rodney. The bartender is totally amazed by this display. "That's amazing," he says. "What else can he do? Does he talk?" Rodney looks up at the bartender with a look of surprise in his eye and squawks, "Talk? Sure he talks. Hey Al, tell him about that time we were in down in Africa on safari and you insulted that witch doctor."
Oh, there you go, huh? I didn't write them, I'll tell you. I don't find that too terribly amusing, but, you know. Anyway, so he'll do jokes. I mean, if you need jokes, In other words, he could be the life of a party, right? You're throwing a party, and you could tell all your friends, hey, check this out, and you could, you know, demo him. Where he really does shine is the instant messaging capability. And I can't promise that I can demo that because I'm not really sure if anybody is around to help me. I asked a couple of people today to help me with this project, and people are not around. So I can't promise that I can get somebody to help me, but I'm going to at least try. Let's take a look on the MSN Messenger list and see if I can get Jim, my friend Jim Ruby, to answer. I'll type a message to him. Hello, Jim. I am testing magic spell for the main menu program. Program, please answer if you can. Okay, and I'll send it. And it's now been sent. Now, the only drawback to this program is, you know, like I say, everything is they don't have any hotkeys in this thing. You'll have to right-click on it. So, like, if you missed a message and you wanted it to read again, you could tell it read last phrase, but you have to actually right-click on it to get it to do it. Let's see who else might be on who might be able to answer. Lots of people are on. Lots of people away, too, I'm afraid. And unfortunately, Jonathan's not on, so I can't get him. Oh, well. I guess since I can't get anybody to... Oh, here we go.
Message from Mean Fool. Yes, hello to everyone on main menu.
And there we go. That's the beanpole right there. He says, hello to everybody on main menu. That's my close friend, Jim Ruby. Thank you, Jim, for the demo. Okay, so as you can see, it does work. It will read his name, which you heard. Message from Beanpole. He calls himself Beanpole on the Instant Messenger program. And it did read, read it for him. So as you can see, it's a good program. Thanks, Jim. I'm just thanking him here. It's a good program, and I think that you'll find if you download this particular piece of software, it will be worth the download. $10, hey, you can't go wrong. Magic Spell from StreamBox.com. Well, that's it until next time. So on behalf of the main menu, this is DJC at acbradio.org. Thanks for listening. See you next week.